today.
Arms-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. This is the segment that Corey and I devote every single week to our heroes of the week. I have a fellow on the line with us right now, John Feel, who is really, truly one of the heroes, in my opinion, of our country. John started a foundation back right after 9-1-1. John was one of the 9-1-1 responders. He lost a half a foot in that particular endeavor on his part. So he started basically an organization called the Feel Good Foundation. The Feel Good Foundation assists, for lack of better terms, 9-1-1 responders. And we're going to let John tell you what that is all about. John, you're on, bud.
Sir, Al, thank you for having me again. It's always an honor and a pleasure. I'm no different than anybody else. I lost half of my foot at 9/11, and I had to fight the injustice and the lack of help and the denial from those who I thought would help me, and that at the state and federal level. And I fought back, and I'm not going to say I won, but I learned how to fight the system, and I showed others how to do that. And with that, I started a foundation. Shortly after that, and since then, we've helped thousands of people get their benefits. We passed three bills in Congress, and we passed one in Albany, and we donated about $2 million. And today is the six-year anniversary that I donated a kidney to a complete stranger. So, you know, listen, we're not only helping them, we're also giving body parts.
John, I think the foundation is just absolutely amazing what you started up, because it really is helping true heroes out there, people that unfortunately ran into these buildings kind of blind to save other people. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. And when you say that you weren't provided with some assistance and help that you thought that you would have been or should have been, what do you mean by that? Was there not financial support, or was there not even a support network?
Listen, if you get hurt at the job, you get workman's comp. Workman's comp denied me. Social Security disability denied me. And I had a fight to get those benefits. And I, you know, I'm also an Army veteran. And in my mind, I'm the most patriotic person I know. And my parents raised me to respect your superiors, respect your elders. But if you see something wrong, fight for it. And I fought for it. And I think I did it with dignity and class. I might have rubbed some people the wrong way, but at the end of the day, I fought for myself and thousands of others who couldn't.
John, I got a question for you. Now, you're still active in this. I know that you were down in Virginia yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, or either yesterday or the day before yesterday, addressing a group of folks down there. You continue to do this. Would you do me a favor? Would you give us kind of an overview as to what happened to the first responders? I mean, I can't believe. I believe it because I've talked to you before many times, but it is amazing the injustice here that existed to 9-1-1 responders, both from the federal government and the state government in New York. Can you elaborate a little bit on what happened?
Well, I don't think words can paint the landscape and frame this for people listening, but I'll do my best. Since 9/11, we lost close to 1,400 people, well over 1,300. This year alone, we lost 39 men and women from 9/11-related illnesses, 34 of them being cancer. So the 9/11 is still taking its toll on the 9/11 community, and sadly, thousands more are going to die. The bill we passed in 2010 was to provide health care and compensation for these men and women. While the health care has been up and running, the compensation has just started to get their act together. And these men and women have waited 12 years to be compensated for their illnesses. And you know, a lot of people say, well, they have their benefits, but a lot of them still have not received their workman's comp or their Social Security disability. And, you know, people think this is a New York and a tri-state issue, like in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. The thing is, there's 435 congressional districts in the United States. 430 of them were represented at ground zero. Somebody from every state came to New York during the cleanup and the recovery and got sick. Yesterday, when we were in Virginia, we were telling Pentagon responders what they were entitled to because they didn't know. And yesterday, we got 19 people to register for the bill. And to use your show as a forum, October 3rd of this year is an important date because You have to register for the bill by October 3rd of 2013 if you want to be part of the Victims Compensation Fund, which is the bill we passed, so that you can get compensated for your 9/11-related illnesses. So that's very important for those who are listening. And if, even if you're not sick and you're at 9/11, you should still register, because on October 4th, if you get sick, you're going to be left out.
John, where do people have to go to register for this bill?
www.vcf.gov.
John, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to email us the information that is necessary for people to do this, and we will put it, definitely we'll put it on our homepage.
We will.
Yeah. Now, having said that, I find it, again, amazing. What was the rationale utilized by, let's say, the federal government for not providing any assistance to these people?
This bill that we passed, the big one, for the compensation and the health care, took us 8 years of walking the halls of Congress to get this passed. And we met opposition by both sides of the aisle. And at first, many of them thought it was a New York issue until we showed them the facts and the numbers. And then they wanted to know how their bill was going to get paid for. Our bill, and this, anybody can fact check me and anything, our bill is the only bill in Congress that is completely paid for. Completely paid for. And our bill is the only bill in Congress that reduces the deficit by $433 million a year by taxing foreign companies 2% for doing business in the United States. And that's a fact. And like every other bill and every other program in Congress, we're being sequestered 10%. So they want to take 10% from a bill that reduces the deficit, and they're taking food away from people who have problems putting food on the table right now. The Feel Good Foundation is just a Band-Aid to the major problem that these men and women are suffering. You know, the financial burden on top of having severe 9/11-related illnesses such as cancer or severe respiratory problems like pulmonary fibrosis, then they're post-traumatic. Then you compound that with the financial burden, and these men and women are left out there by themselves wondering, when is the help going to come? 12 years later. Enough, you've insulted us already, but, I mean, stop kicking them when they're down.
Yeah, stop kicking them when they're down, John. You know, Corey and I haven't insulted you at all. You're I think, a true American hero. Let me ask you this now. In terms of substantiation, you know, there are a lot of naysayers out there, and there are a lot of, you know, there are people out there who... Freedom of speech is wonderful. But let me ask you a question. In terms of backup from the medical community, tell me a little bit about how the medical community is substantiating the claims of the Feel Good Foundation, would you?
When the bill got passed, it was for $4.3 billion, $2.7 of it for compensation, $1.5 billion for health care. So if you're a 9/11 responder, even if you go to a private doctor, even if you have good insurance, you have to have co-pays, your prescriptions, you know, so it adds up. But if you go to a center of excellence that treats 9/11 responders in New York and New Jersey or across the country, there's a place called LHI for responders across the country, they'll pay for your medications. There's no copay when you go and visit them, and these doctors are trained in seeing environmental diseases. So every day we're sending new people to these centers of excellence, whether in New York, New Jersey, or across the country. And it's vital that anybody that was down at Ground Zero, the Pentagon, or even in Shanksville, they should get enrolled in these programs.
Okay, here's what we're going to do on this site. Corey and I are going to put up the banner again for the Feel Good Foundation. We'll have that up this weekend for sure. If you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want more information on what John is doing, simply click on that banner. That'll get you all the information that you need. I'd like some commentary on this, and I'll tell you where I would like the commentary to come from. It really, really makes me angry that John had to go to all of this effort, etc., to do this. I find it absolutely amazing that these people were, for lack of better terms, these people were tried to be pushed under the rug, for lack of better terms. You know, we talked with Sonia Weingard last week in terms of our Hero of the Week. We've talked with Jimmy Whitfield in terms of what he's doing. I got to tell you, John, you're right up there in terms of, I think, Americans who are really, really making a difference. And it's absolutely critical that more people do that. Let's not just complain. Let's stand up and make a difference.
Our Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Got a great political roundtable going here with Corey Fleck, Jeff Dice, and as Jeff called him earlier in the show, our Washington insider, Glenn Downs. Glenn, I got to tell you, you are providing some very, very valuable input to the show, and we really appreciate it. This whole thing seems to be the debt ceiling, you know, the bickering. It's not even bickering. It's basically stonewalling by the two parties. Really seems to be centered around one thing, and that's Obamacare. Jeff, what are your comments on this?
It's interesting. I have a couple thoughts about this. First of all, this Republican-led House of Representatives has every right to, A, repeal the Obamacare bill that was passed by a previous Congress. I don't think they have necessarily the votes for that in the Senate, of course, but nonetheless, they have every right to do so. B, they have every right not to, to fund any existing program that the Affordable Care Act established. So the idea that somehow Congress is acting extra constitutionally or unconstitutionally by sort of not going along with a bill that's already been passed is nonsense. A bill that was passed by previous Congress can be changed or not funded by a current Congress. So I'd like to, to sort of disabuse people of that idea that somehow Obama is on constitutional grounds and Congress, or at least the House, is not. But the second thing that strikes me is that, we never can get back to the fundamentals. There's so much confusion surrounding Obamacare and the exchanges it purports to set up for what we're calling quasi-private sector insurance. All this confusion with HHS's website set up, it's such a confusing topic for most people that we lose sight of a couple things, which is, first of all, when we're talking about insurance, we can't all, pay into an insurance pool and get more back than we paid in. In other words, it's not really insurance that we're talking about. When you pay your car insurance, you pay it for the year. Hopefully you don't have any accidents, nothing happens, you don't need to make a claim. And you, Al, you just accept that premium's gone and you had insurance for the year, but you didn't avail yourself of it and you don't feel like that money was taken from you or that you deserve it back. No, that's what you paid for insurance. So what we're talking about with Obamacare really isn't insurance, and people ought to get rid of that idea. The second thing is that one feature of Obamacare is that for folks who are seeking insurance, at least ostensibly, people with pre-existing conditions are going to be allowed, insurance carriers are going to be forced to provide them coverage. I mean, this is absolutely absurd. I mean, imagine someone who has a pre-existing condition that you know is going to cost $10,000 a month in medical care, yet they're going to be able to pay a premium that's $1,500 or $2,000 a month. It cannot exist. It goes against every actuarial underpinning that the insurance industry is based on. So, all this confusion, we've lost sight of what insurance ought to be. Nobody understands the Obamacare bill. The administration doesn't understand it. Congress doesn't understand it. And so a part of me, kind of agrees with the Republicans, though I hate to do so, that it should be a bargaining chip, and it really is so bad that conservatives and Tea Party types in this country have to draw the line somewhere. And if that means shutting down the government and having a stalemate over what we can broadly refer to as repealing Obamacare, then so be it.
Yeah, Jeff, coming from a purely financial standpoint, too, I have to agree with you is that it makes absolutely no sense. And some of those facts that you said where people with pre-existing conditions will be able to get insurance really doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to how that would not be just a massive drain on the system. I don't know all the ins and outs of this Obamacare bill, but to me, fundamentally, I don't see how the U.S. can get out of this without really bankrupting itself further. Glenn, what are some of your comments on this Obamacare issue?
Well, it's awful. It's really awful. And in fact, I'm a pretty conservative guy, but frankly, a single-payer system, a socialist single-payer system would be much better than the Obamacare system. The Obamacare system is the worst of all worlds. You've got all of the perverse incentives and disincentives that have existed in our healthcare system here in this country up to this point that resulted in high prices and increasingly less choice and those sorts of things. Now, overlaid with the very rapacious hand of government, taxes, penalties, the IRS knowing what your medical records are, it's incredible. It's going to be not affordable health care, Affordable Care Act. It's going to be more unaffordable. So one of the things that you've got is you've got active policyholders, in private, pure private policyholders are now subsidizing people that are being pouring into the Obamacare system, and they're doing it with a variety of different ways. But now there's a big tax on companies for the first time beginning in January 1. There'll be taxes on people that don't buy insurance, that are penalties, but they're calling them taxes, that'll be subsidizing other people. And you've got now cost subsidization, where you have younger, healthier people subsidizing older or more chronically ill people. And increasingly, you'll find more and more chronically ill people pouring in to the system, which, as Jeff indicated, is not really insurance. It's what in the economics world they call adverse selection. It's like somebody buying fire insurance after your house catches on fire. That's not insurance. It's like you say, bail me out. And it's supposed to be being paid for by these younger people going into being forced to buy insurance into the pool. And they're going to avoid it because the penalties are cheaper than the insurance. And it's turning out this insurance, you go to these exchanges, these people are getting a huge sticker shock. People finding, I mean, we got lots of real world examples, lots of them. And this is very common. People that are paying $400 or $500 a month for family health coverage being now next year is going to go to $1,100, $1,200 a month. And this is not uncommon. It kind of depends on how old you are, what your family situation is and everything. So this is all being faced right now. And so even if the system kind of holds together as prescribed by the Obamacare law, under the Obamacare law, you're gonna have not more affordable health care. You're gonna put a larger and larger and larger percentage of your GDP and your national income into health care. And it's just almost guaranteed because that's the way incentives and disincentives work.
Well, I got to tell you, to wrap up this segment, my personal opinion is I know that our president has an agenda. And his agenda, in my opinion, is very socialistic, and I don't believe in socialism because I think that particular philosophy is one of the biggest disincentives that they are. I do not agree with his agenda. I think that the Affordable Health Care Act is something that he would really like to hang his hat on, given his background. And I have to say, I think that the country is being taken advantage of, and we're not hearing the true picture of what the Affordable Health Care Act will do to our country.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Walling, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Third segment of the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Boy, there's a mouthful, huh? Don't you guys agree with me on that one? You know, Birdman, one of our, I think, very, very intelligent members of our forum, came out with an interesting comment. He totally disagreed with many of the things that Bob Moriarty said on our show last weekend, and they all dealt with the debt. He said, quote, first of all, Bob, you stated that the real debt is something like $210 or $212 trillion. That's a pretty bold statement. And, of course, it is also categorically false. He went on to say that basically unfunded liabilities don't really add to the debt because, in fact, unfunded liabilities never need to be paid. Every single social program, including pension subsidies, food programs, Medicare, military and welfare and education, can be modified as time goes by to better match the collection of revenues against the expenses. Nothing is fixed in stone. We do not have a one-sided ledger sheet. You know, I have to tell you, as much as I respect this individual, I really, really have to disagree with what he is saying, because in effect, what I'm hearing him say in his comment is that the federal debt isn't really as bad as a lot of people would perceive it to be. Jeff or Glenn, you guys want to tackle that one?
Well, I mean, he makes a point. The unfunded liabilities, and what Bob Moriarty refers to here is largely in the form of promises made to future Medicare and Social Security recipients. Yes, they could be changed.
Basics say that the liability unfunded don't really liabilities to the debt add unfund because in fact you never need to be liability be paid. Social every single including pensions program include programs subsidies food military Medicare and education and welfare fied as can be modified by time goes match the collection to better menus against selection of revenues. Nothing the expense of stone is fixed in. Do not have a we did like one so, you know, your sheet. Yeah, as much as I have to tell anti-individual perspective, really, really, I agree with, have to disagree saying, with what he, in fact, what I'm, because in his comment, hearing him say federal debt is that the Fed really is bad, isn't people bad as a lot of perceive it to, would or going to be. Jazz, want to tackle that? You guys?
I mean, well, the unfunded, he makes a point, and unfunded liability, already referred, what Bob more largely refers to here is form of profit in the form made to promises, made future Medicare, Social Security care, and social recipients. They could, yes, they can be changed.
Say that basically unfunded liabilities don't really add to the debt because, in fact, unfunded liabilities never need to be paid. Every single social program, including pension subsidies, food programs, Medicare, military and welfare and education, can be modified as time goes by to better match the collection of revenues against the expenses. Nothing is fixed in stone. We do not have a one-sided ledger sheet. You know, I have to tell you, as much as I respect this individual, I really, really have to disagree with what he is saying, because in effect, what I'm hearing him say in his comment is that the federal debt isn't really as bad as a lot of people would perceive it to be. Jeff or Glenn, you guys want to tackle that one?
Well, I mean, he makes a point. The unfunded liabilities, and what Bob Moriarty refers to here is largely in the form of promises made to future Medicare and Social Security recipients. Yes, they could be changed.
Basic say that the liability unfund don't really liabilities to the debt add unfund because in fact you never need to, the liability be paid. Social every single leading pensions program include programs, subsidies, food, military, Medicare, and education and welfare fund as can be modified by time goes match the collection to better menus against section of revenues. Nothing the expense of stone is fixed in. Do not have a we divided leg one so no your sheet. Yeah, as much as I have to tell individual perspective, really, really, I agree with, have to disagree saying, with what he, in fact, what I'm, because in his comment, hearing him say federal debt is that the Fed really is bad, isn't people bad as a lot of perceive it to, would or going to be. Jazz, want to tackle that? Glenn, you guys?
I mean, well, the unfunded, he makes a point, and unfunded liability, already referred, what Bob more largely refers to here is form of profit in the form made to promises, made future Medicare, Social Security care and social recipients. They could, yes, they can be changed.
Say that basically unfunded liabilities don't really add to the debt because, in fact, unfunded liabilities never need to be paid. Every single social program, including pension subsidies, food programs, Medicare, military and welfare and education, can be modified as time goes by to better match the collection of revenues against the expenses. Nothing is fixed in stone. We do not have a one-sided ledger sheet. You know, I have to tell you, as much as I respect this individual, I really, really have to disagree with what he is saying, because in effect, what I'm hearing him say in his comment is that the federal debt isn't really as bad as a lot of people would perceive it to be. Jeff or Glenn, you guys want to tackle that one?
Well, I mean, he makes a point. The unfunded liabilities, and what Bob Moriarty refers to here is largely in the form of promises made to future Medicare and Social Security recipients. Yes, they could be changed.
Basic say that the liability unfund don't really liabilities to the debt add unfund because in fact you never need to be liability be paid. Social every single leading pensions program include programs, subsidies, food, military, Medicare, and education and welfare fund as can be modified by time goes match the collection to better menus against section of revenues. Nothing the expense in stone is fixed in. Do not have a we divided leg one so no your sheet. Yeah, as much as I have to tell you, individual perspective, really, really, I agree with, have to disagree saying, with what he, in fact, what I'm, because in his comment, hearing him say federal debt is that the Fed really is bad, isn't people bad as a lot of perceive it to, would or going to be. Jazz, want to tackle that? Glenn, you guys?
I mean, well, the unfunded, he makes a point, and unfunded liability, already referred, what Bob more largely refers to here is form of profit in the form made to promises, made future Medicare, Social Security care and social recipients. They could, yes, they can be changed.
Say that basically unfunded liabilities don't really add to the debt because, in fact, unfunded liabilities never need to be paid. Every single social program, including pension subsidies, food programs, Medicare, military and welfare and education, can be modified as time goes by to better match the collection of revenues against the expenses. Nothing is fixed in stone. We do not have a one-sided ledger sheet. You know, I have to tell you, as much as I respect this individual, I really, really have to disagree with what he is saying, because in effect, what I'm hearing him say in his comment is that the federal debt isn't really as bad as a lot of people would perceive it to be. Jeff or Glenn, you guys want to tackle that one?
Well, I mean, he makes a point. The unfunded liabilities, and what Bob Moriarty refers to here is largely in the form of promises made to future Medicare and Social Security recipients. Yes, they could be changed.
Basics say that the liability unfunded don't really liabilities to the debt add unfund because in fact you never need to be liability be paid. Social every single including pensions program include programs subsidies food military Medicare and education and welfare fight as can be modified by time goes match the collect to better menus against section of revenues. Nothing the expense of stone is fixed in. Do not have a we did let one so no your sheet. Yeah, as much as I have to tell individual respect this really I agree with have to disagree saying that with what he in fact what I'm because in his comment hearing him say federal debt is that the Fed really is bad isn't people bad as a lot of perceive it to would or going to be Jeff want to tackle that in you guys
I mean well the unfunded he makes a point and I funded liability already refer what Bob more largely refers to here is form of prop in the form made to promises made future Medicare Social Security care and social recipients. They could, yes, they can be changed.
Say that basically unfunded liabilities don't really add to the debt because, in fact, unfunded liabilities never need to be paid. Every single social program, including pension subsidies, food programs, Medicare, military and welfare and education, can be modified as time goes by to better match the collection of revenues.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, Corey, we need to wrap it up.
Yeah, thanks, Al. This last segment I'm really looking forward to. I hope everybody has enjoyed the weekend edition of the Coil and Economics Report. Al and myself are very happy to be joined by a new guest on the show. We have posted many of his articles and received many comments requesting us to bring him on. He has appeared on pretty much every mainstream media outlet to give his opinion on the U.S. markets and economy, as well as weigh in on precious metals. He is also the president of Fleckenstein Capital, and his daily market commentaries can be found at FleckensteinCapital.com. We will also be posting a link underneath this interview to go check out his website. I, of course, am talking about Mr. Bill Fleckenstein. Bill, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. I hope I can live up to your billing.
Now, Bill, I'd like to start this off by addressing the government shutdown and how this has impacted markets.
Well, I think that, unfortunately, the quote-unquote noise factor is far higher in the last couple of years than it ever was before. And a lot of that has to do with not just the high-frequency trading, but the algorithmic trading, whereby computers try to read press releases and listen to conference calls and make decisions based on, you know, decision trees and things that programmers program into the process. And so I think that many, many days there are wild gyrations that don't really have much to do with anything of any consequence. I don't think shutdown of the government per se is necessarily a big deal. Obviously, it's happened, you know, 15, 17 times in the past. I think that this will probably go on for a while, and, you know, depending on how long it goes on and how acrimonious it gets, it may have some ramifications, most of which would be to slow down the economy to some degree, depending on what all gets impacted. When push comes to shove, they'll just pass the continuing resolution or eject the debt ceiling and kick the can down the road for another year or something like that, because none of the problems that we face as a country are going to be addressed absent a crisis. So most of this is about nothing, although the fact that it's so acrimonious may get a few people to step back and examine some of their theses. Their thesis all year long has been that the economy was going to be strong, and therefore the dollar would be strong, and then the Fed would taper, and that has been wrong all year. People still continue to believe it. The dollar index is about to go negative on the year. Obviously, the Fed's not going to taper. And the economy's been crummy, so perhaps this will cause people to reassess those arguments, and maybe that will have a consequence. But in and of itself, I don't think shutting the government means a whole heck of a lot.
You know, Bill, you and I were talking off mic about how long we've been involved in this industry and et cetera, and we both came to the conclusion you wrote a book, and which I will pick up this afternoon, and I changed the focus on our radio show back in the very, very, very early part of this century to asset-based investing, and then we kind of evolved from that into asset-based investing to conventional investing to politics, et cetera. But, you know, I find it very, very interesting that apparently the majority of our country right now are people who actually believe that things are going okay financially in the United States. And I got to tell you, I've been in this game a long time, as you have, and I don't see how anybody can believe that to be a reality. Any comments on that?
I share your sentiments. I mean, obviously there's a chunk of the people that are in the middle class or plus or minus that are getting squeezed pretty dramatically, and I don't see how they can feel good. I don't know about the fact that, you know, the government now touches, you know, 40-some percent of households with one form of a payment or another, and perhaps those people don't feel so bad about things. I don't know. Obviously, the Federal Reserve's policies trying to drive asset prices higher to make the economy better has disproportionately impacted the quote-unquote 1% or the top few percent. And, you know, any group of them can be delusional, because if you have enough money, I guess you can be myopic enough to even vote in politicians that are going to, you know, try to gore your own ox. But I'm sort of shocked at the fact there isn't more outrage, A, at the Fed, or B, at the government in general. And I'm most surprised about the fact that more people aren't complaining about the fact that the cost of living keeps ratcheting up at the same time people are talking about deflation. You know, the present game is for manufacturers to shrink the size of something and keep the price the same. But so I don't understand where all of this goodwill and Goldilocks mentality comes from, but it does seem to be prevalent.
Bill, I have to agree with you 100% on that. And as all of our listeners know, I'm based up here in Vancouver, and looking down into the U.S., even traveling down there, I've noticed a huge shift over the past few years. And you mentioned an issue that we covered extensively, that being tapering, which clearly they did not do, and you had predicted in prior articles and interviews that you gave. I wanted to touch on maybe this QE to infinity, and as I think we all agree that tapering will not happen and probably will not even be an issue here in the next couple months, until Yellen comes in, or if she is taking over Bernanke's position as the Fed chairman, what do you see happening down the road as Bernanke steps away and the potential of Yellen stepping in?
Well, I think she's going to be the Fed chairman. I think she's more proactive, perhaps, than Bernanke's, and more dovish. And by that, I mean, when I say proactive, I mean, I think she actually is one of these types of people that would say, look, we should have a 2% target inflation rate or some number, and if we're below it, we got to catch up. I think she might be more proactive on the, you know, printing money front than Bernanke has been. But what really matters is when the psychology of the financial markets changes. You know, the Fed has done basically nothing but print money, create bubbles, and then blow up new bubbles to solve the problems of the prior bubbles for, you know, 15 years now. And, you know, they were reckless before that. And yet people seem to think that they know what they're doing and they're the answer, even after what's happened. So the psychology regarding the Fed, I think, needs to change. The psychology regarding printing money needs to change. I don't know what's going to change these things, but until something changes, i.e. until the bond market starts to take the printing press away from the Fed, they'll continue these exact same policies. They will continue to be ineffective, because you can't print your way to prosperity, and the economic machine has been broken both by government and the Fed. And so we're going to keep doing this until the bond market says you can't do this anymore. That's been my view for a long time. That might be starting. Interest rates backed up. The 10-year bond is backed up from yield of 160 to 3% about 3 weeks ago, and now it's rallied to 260-ish. Somewhere the bond market rally will fail, and at some point then, you know, the bond market will, I think, take out 3%. And when that happens and the Fed hasn't tapered, then maybe we can start a discussion about why has that happened and what does that mean? Because obviously, if you could just print money to prosperity, it would have been done for thousands of years. Instead, every time countries have tried it, it's ended in, you know, quite a big disaster.
Bill, we've got about 2 minutes left here. I'd just like to wrap this up by you saying, or you telling us exactly what are you telling your clients, subscribers, et cetera? What are you telling them they should do right now?
Well, I don't tell anybody what to do. I describe what I do. I try to enunciate what I see and how I would respond and all that, because everybody has to make the decisions themselves. Everyone's, you know, risk profile is different and all that. I think that you have to protect yourself against printing money. I closed my short fund in 2008 because I knew they would print money, and I'm maybe about to restart a short fund. But I think for the most part, I've told people don't try to short stocks. Dangerous to own plain vanilla stocks because it's all driven by hot money printed by the Fed and momentum players and things like that. So I've said to people, you need to examine the environment and own precious metals to protect yourself. And, you know, various ideas like that. That's what I think people need to do. Having said that, all the decisions that made me want to do that have sort of come true, but the idea hasn't worked in the last couple of years. And, you know, sometimes that's the way it goes, but I think there's a money to be made in the precious metals prospectively at some point.
Bill, I must say I agree with you that there is an opportunity here to make money in these precious metals. It might not be really short term, but I think looking long term, I have to agree with you. Al, what do you think about this?
Well, I got to tell you, my time frame has always been much longer than the short term vis-a-vis the metals. That's one of the reasons I'm not a trader. I agree 100% with everything, Bill, that you're saying. I have to say that I am very, very comfortable being in precious metals for the mid to long term. And, you know, as I've told many of the folks on our site, Kathy and I invest in gold and silver, more silver than gold, which is fairly well known on this site. But the reason that we do that is, you know, very possibly, you know, our kids are going to get it. But I want to be insured if we have a currency collapse or whatever, that Kathy and I are protected. And I think that precious metals are the only way to do that, personally. Ladies and gentlemen, Corey and I hope you've enjoyed the show. We're going to be back with you on the radio next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.